you say you an AME.
AME, yes, sir.
Do you remember how you got religion down there on the plantation?
Oh, Lord, yes, indeed. We just got converted just right in daytime. God spoke peace to our soul, that's in daytime. Noontime, that's just noontime. It's called noontime, 11 o'clock. Yes, sir. Ain't no question about it. But I didn't go to the morning, bench. Just got blessed, that's quiet in a moment. Come on and told mom about it. And they thought they were going to carry on to church and took me in church that very same night.
Well, were they running a protracted meeting?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Alan Hurrigan. Mm-hmm. Alan Hurrigan. Alan on Jeff A.'s plantation.
Do you remember who the preacher was?
Oh, I know his name, but I know my own name. O.A. Douglas.
O.A. Douglas?
O.A. Douglas. The pastor of our church.
Was he a good
Yes, singer? Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What kind of song did they sing in the church then?
Well, they sing a song like you sing now. Now, if you tell you a song you sing when I was a boy, Mercy Seat. We found beneath the Mercy Seat. See? That song. We sang something out of a little boy. There is a calm ashore to be. It's found beneath the Mercy Seat. Oh, Mercy Seat. Oh, Mercy Seat. It's found beneath the Mercy Seat. There is a calm ashore to be, around a calm on Mercy Seat. That's one of our favorite songs. Yes, I didn't church. And all the women shout, my Lord of Mercy. Yes, sir.
Did they have these things in the church then that they call the shouts?
Shout, yes, sir. Shout, yes, sir. Shout, world out in.
Well, I don't mean when they jump up and shout, but these kind of singings they call the shouts. Then.
No, sir, I don't think it is, no, sir. Not in my day.
Did they have any Baptists on your plantation?
Yes, sir. Yes, plenty of Baptists. Mm-hmm. Big church we had, that Baptist church.
Did they do any different singing and things from what you all did?
My little.
You all sing about the same things
yes,
they did?
Yes, sir. They all were looking at Christianized, understand, under the curriculum of the pastor and our pastor, understand? They all sorted together, they mixed. Mm-hmm. You couldn't hardly find tell different, you know? Because they all mixed together, go one church, go the other, see? Mm-hmm. They all glad to meet one another. They're all Christianized. Yes. They're all Christianized.
Well, did you all have any, did you remember any of the Negroes singing in the fields, any songs out there, any songs they liked to sing when they were out in the field?
In the field? Mm-hmm. I hear them singing Old Black Joe in the field. Yes, sir. Now, I've got a boy singing Old Black Joe. That song you sing, gone am the day when my heart was young and gay. Gone am the friend from the cotton field away. Gone from this world to a better world I know. I heard a gentle voice of calling, oh, Black Joe, I am coming, keep a coming, for my head am bending low. I heard a gentle voice a calling, oh, Black Joe.
Yes,
you got a man time for you. Yes,
well, did they sing any reels?
Well, I don't know that much. I hear, but the most thing I hear around some part of where I live, you understand, right around here. They didn't sing those tough songs, you understand, around near the house, you understand, see? Because it's Old Missile.
Get Old Missile here, the tough song.
Yeah, it's tough song. They wouldn't get down the house. But I always around much of the yard, you understand, around Grandpa's shop. And they wouldn't walk my knife down there. Yes, sir.
Well, when did you first hear the blues?
After I come up here?
After you came up here to
yes,
Mount Bias.
Yes, sir. Yes,
well,
sir.
What do you think about the blues? Do you think they're good music?
Well, I don't like it.
You don't like the blues?
I don't like the blues. It's too wild for me. I'm scared.
Too wild?
Too wild. Yeah, you got to come up here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, in the song, in the dances that you all had up here, you all didn't play any of that kind of music for your dance.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. If you now this year, we play up here now. It's the ragtime stuff you play now. Why, that's this stuff, you understand? That round dance, you understand? See?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be dancing 14 on set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. fool over there, and fool over there, and fool here, and fool there. And they all dance, they call for you, understand? Palm Beach swing. Meet your partner, I got you, understand, see? Palm Beach swing. And dance to your partner, and dance to your right, and dance to your left. Then, obviously, give an arm to your partner. Then the arm to the other fellow, you understand, see? Mm-hmm. And then, bring pound it to your partner, pound it back. Then pound it back to your partner again. Then half swing around, till you got to the bar, and then pound it to the bar. That's the dance I had then. Yes, sir.
Did you ever play for white people's dances?
Down there?
Mm-hmm.
Played music, brass band for them.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yes, sir. They sing white folks, brass band.
Well, what kind of music did they have? They have the same music you had, or did they have different songs you played for them?
No, we played just sing, but me and the brass band played white folks. They'd have a big organ, you understand, in their lawn. We played music for them, that's brass band music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have them to dance. They'd clip somebody, they would have a dance like we have. Just dance, you understand, in their way.
Mm-hmm.
But we play at the best band, you understand, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. We play at the crowd in front of Joe Davis' house, right in the shade, right in the great big shade. Right in Joe Davis' yard. Yard big, near to the railroad there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, like most Jeff's yard was. Yes.
Well, you didn't like the songs like Joe Turner, Make Me a Pallet on the Floor.
No, sir, I like them kind of things, no, sir. No, sir, I hear the piano come up here. Yes, sir.
What year was that? What year did you first hear there? About what time?
Oh, been about 50 years ago, mm-hmm. since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here 54 years, now 55.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about the things that come here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, nothing about talk. They got the late stuff come out of the late Negro, you understand, see? And he's wild, and he just say anything.
say anything,
he's wild. He's uncultured. Hard to educate. He educated me in a way, but anyway, he educated. But what you got to do is learn to get yourself cultured. He won't take you to the low stoops.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do it? Get yourself cultured. He won't give him low stoops. He won't do it. Some fellas say, well, he'll do so and so, but he isn't doing that. Christ said, lift me up. He said, if I lift you, you draw all men. So lift him up. That's all man can lift himself up. That's what you got to do. See, man don't want to lift himself up. He ain't much. He don't want to be just down all the time. He don't care to be in rank with no other men. That's poor.
Did they ever sing the Hallie... The Hallies or the Jubilee songs in the AME church? They sing a lot of them. They used to sing a lot of them in the Baptist church.
Yeah, they sing sometimes. They sing.
Did you like them?
Yes. They were all right. We had a preacher in our church. It was Zad Miller. His name is S.E. Johnson. He could sing word out. He could sing her goat sing hard. He could sing word out in. He just sing. Then he could preach. He could preach. He had a song he'd sing. To the promise of God. Through salvation he'd give. Unto them who love him. His son he will give. Sing a song. I'm that song. Hallelujah, it's done. I believe on the Son. I am saved by the blood of the crucified one. Though the pathway be lonely and dangerous too, surely Jesus is able to carry me through. Hallelujah, it is done. I believe on the Son. I am saved by the blood of the crucified one. That man can sing that song.
Mm-hmm.
He can sing it. And the whole church catches him, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
How do you like the Dr. Watts songs, these long meter things?
Long meter? Mm-hmm. Well, I just came as Bob. I got him. I never could sing him.
You never could sing
him? Yeah, I heard Dr. Watts' song lots of times. I never could sing him. I had a quick method in speech and singing, all that kind of stuff. And I learned quick, you understand? Then I'm part of my own Creole. I'm part of Creole. My father was Virginian, but my mother was from down in Louisiana, down on in the cane farm. Placed the other side of New Orleans, on Louisiana side. I get near a place now. Her and her brother and my auntie, but my father from Richmond. My father and his grandfather from Richmond. Father's brother, Uncle Charlie.
Well, did you all sing anything like, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and
We sing that too.
Did you sing that in your church, or did you learn that from outside?
Sing that in church. Mm-hmm. Right in church. Right in church. Right down church at home. Right over Bethel Church. Look at our pastor. Boy, look at this. Little black, but my side, but your color.
Well, were there any songs like these spiritual and jubilee songs that they don't sing anymore, they used to sing when you were a long time ago?
Well, these special songs, they sing them in the Bible, you understand, see? Mm-hmm. Those special songs, sing them in the Bible, but after the Bible, I did grab something else, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, do you remember what your favorite revival song was?
Well, I never had no favorite. Just the older folks had a favorite, you understand, like my uncle, and all the old folks, you know, you were leading the young folks, you understand? We taking their message, you understand, and go behind them, you know, see? Let them lead us, we follow.
Did your uncle have a song that everybody thought they really would like to hear him sing?
No, he never sing. He always sang, he'd sing a song, but yeah, my brother did all he sing.
Is that all?
Yes, all he sing. He liked it, mm-hmm. My uncle.
But he didn't have one of the jubilees?
No, sir. No, sir. No,
nothing
sir.
Like that he
no,
liked?
No, sir. Nothing like that. The only thing, yeah, my God, is the song all the time. He wanted to vote for too.
But were there any famous fiddlers around here when you came?
Fiddlers? Let me see. We had a fellow, yeah. Maybe you see about a fiddler. Head down, boy, down home. We had a fiddler down home, man. We had a fiddler down home, man. Near the folks. He stayed at fiddle all night. He had a man pick a banjo. Name of old man Ed Green. And I think about a piece they used to play. He used to sing a song, you understand? It's a song, but it was a piece he used to play, you understand? See, I lost my fiddle and lost my bow. I'm going back home and I play no more. And he had a cornstalk fiddle and a cornstalk bow. And never play no more. And he'd sing that song and play them fiddle in that banjo world out in. Man named Ed Fuchs. I know his name. That's right on Lake. That's across from my bride here, please. That's across about 3 miles. 2 miles over there in Lake Place, you understand? All that on Mars Jacob, you understand? All that. And I did come over there near them quarters and they'd play all night. They'd play all night, just dance. We little old boys. Yes.
Well, dude, do you remember anything else they played aside from I lost my fiddle and lost my bow?
No, I had to think about it.
Well, did the children around the quarters have any games that they liked to play, that they sang to?
No, they only play ball and play marbles and play a moon pig. See, the teeth is nice, you understand? You can go and play a moon pig, you understand? And playing marbles and playing baseball. They had no other games to play.
But little children didn't play any jumping games,
no,
and singing
sir,
games?
Nothing like that, no, sir. No, sir. Like that. Then what we learn, you understand, we learn from children from Vicksburg. People from Vicksburg come down with skirt, you understand, train our children how to do things, you understand. They learn how to play croquet, something like that. They learn how to play a domino. The children left me out of the boy. The children from Vicksburg come down on the steamboat. They take our children, they all get in the gang down there, they're playing domino, playing croquet, something like that, you know.
They used to come on excursions from Vicksburg,
yes,
to Davis Bend.
The white people come down there and they hack on steamboats just to see the Mars Jacobs plantation, you understand? They drive them hacks all around all the plantations, see them niggas farm on Mars Jacobs place, all the plantations.
And it brings some of the colored people
yes,
up?
Yes, sir, on them. And the people come down there from Natchez, up to Bend, do the same thing, come all around the bend, see Mars Jacobs plane. Everybody comes here, everybody.
Well,
everybody come see Mars Jacobs folks.
Did they ever have celebrations like cotton pickings and celebrations
oh,
at Christmas
yes,
time?
Oh, yes, Lord, I must have seen that. We did have cotton picking. They have cotton picking. They kill 2-3 hogs. And chop it up, you understand? Quick, and they have folks picking cotton. Some pick cotton at night, moonshine at night. They pick cotton, you understand? And they have a supper for me. And when 10, 11 o'clock come, they have supper for me. They cook this meat in a big wash pot, cook it all night. And they all have big time, and after they get through picking cotton, they would eat, you understand, and after that time till day, they dance. Mm-hmm. They'd go in the house, and they'd beat the house, and they'd dance, you understand, dance till day. That's right.
No trouble at all.
I did.
Oh.
I did.